My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Injections that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. If you're just joining us, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both already spoke. The expectation was that Brandon Ayuk would practice today. He's been medically cleared. He did not show up. And it absolutely feels like a game of poker and both sides just pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. This has gone from angry to frustrating to now turned all the way up. A lot of you want to weigh in. My sense is that the most of you are going to start coming down on the Niners side. And you've kind of had it with the way Brandon's handled this. I know that's not all of you. And Brandon is still like he's an important piece. We get all that. But Dibs, before we go to the phones, in this moment, here's what I'd love to ask you. Has Brandon irreparably damaged his own reputation among 49er fans?
No, of course not. And irreparably is, I think, too dramatic, because if he comes in tomorrow and I'm going to play on my fifth year option and, you know, I fired my agent and I want to be a 49er so bad that I'm going to play for 14.1 and he comes out in the opener and he catches 5 passes for 88 yards and 2 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, you're going to see 11 jerseys flying off the shelf. So irreparably damaged. This is not irreparably damaged, I don't think. Now, we might get to a point where it gets there, but I don't think that we're even close to that. I do know that a lot of fans have started to turn on Brandon Ayuk, sure, and I get that, and you're frustrated, and it feels like, well, the team's got the microphone. We don't ever hear Brandon Ayuk come out and say, this is what's going on. This is what they offered me, and it's insulting and all the rest of it. We see leaks and TikToks and, you know, poop emojis and all the other things that he's done passive-aggressively. But the team, they've got the microphone. And today, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have a chance to say what they say, and it casts him in a certain light.
I hear you. I feel you. But a good piece of me disagrees. And here's what I mean by that. If Brandon is wearing a Niner jersey and playing in games this year, of course I will root for passes to be completed to him,
sure,
score touchdowns. It's not personal. I've never met the man. But you're going to have a hard time ever changing my mind that Brandon Ayuk's a pain in the rear.
Fine. But if he has,
and I feel like that's kind of irreparable.
If he has 75 catches and 1,350 yards, and they win the Super Bowl,
I'm not asking for Brandon to care what I think,
right?
But I'm a fan, and we're allowed to think what we think about every player,
of course.
And that's now where Brandon stands for me.
I get
it, dude. You're a talented guy, but you're pain in the butt.
When I think about Draymond Green a lot, when it comes to my own conflicted feelings and emotions,
interesting comp. Yeah,
that's my favorite team. And I have a very hard time, at times, rooting for Draymond Green.
A lot of people agree with you.
But he's wearing my uniform, uh-huh, and I love this team. I was a fan of this team before he was even born. So it's more my team in that way than it is his team, because I've been a fan longer than he's been on Earth.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's his employer, And I love this team, and so by proxy, I kind of have to root for him and support him, but a lot of times it's difficult for me, and I don't think Brandon's gotten to that point, but no. Many fans, and I see the calls, and we're going to go to the phones, and yeah. I see all the commentary on YouTube, our YouTube page. It's like, dude, fourth option, you don't deserve $30 million. Get rid of him, trade him, cut him, all the rest of it. I get it, but if BA resolves this, and he plays, and he plays well.
Well, then, yeah,
all of these people will come all the way back around.
That's
my feeling.
They come most of the way back around.
Irreparable to me. We're not at irreparable.
Well, no, irreparable doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, never going to forgive. I now root against him again. It's not that. Yeah. But you're never going to change my opinion that like he's pain in the butt.
This has been
pain in the butt.
And this has not cast him in a great light.
Well, and I'd also say this real quick. I would argue that this experience has changed my mind as to whether or not the 49ers should lock him up long term. I will now say that. This is a bad idea. Do not hitch your wagon to this player. This is a bad idea. You can find this production, or at least most of it, somewhere else for cheaper without the migraine headache that he has become. That's how I feel. I think he's a wonderful player. And I wish it wasn't like this. I wish he wouldn't have played it this way. I wish the Niners would have done some things differently here. But this is not worth it. And that's kind of what I was getting at Monday. You're now not just dealing with the 1,300 yards. You're dealing with a person. And when you're a business and you want to sign up long-term to a person, you got to trust that this kind of crap doesn't go down. So signing up Brandon Ayuk to an extension now, I feel, is a bad idea. And if they sign him to one tomorrow, I'll say it. Bad idea. This dude is a pain in the rear.
He has been this offseason.
Let's go to Rob in San Jose. Hi, Rob. Thank you for calling. You're on Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I'm definitely on the Niners side at this point in that they offered him what seems like a good-sized contract at $28 million, but it was like the last year that was the sticking point. They have him under contract. Start finding him. Take away his money and let's see how bad he really wants it. He's under contract to play this year. You miss the practices, you get fined, you miss games, you get fined, you don't get any of that money back. It's no, oh, you come back, Brandon, and we'll give you, we'll forgive. No, take his money, see if that really makes a difference on him. And if he comes back to play on the fifth-year option, the best-case scenario is you get a pissed-off Brandon who's looking for a lot of money, who's going to work his tail off, hopefully give us those big yards, and then at the end of the year, hopefully it ends with us winning a Super Bowl and you send him on his way.
Rob, I'm with you, man. Listen, thank you very much for the call, Rob. My hope is that Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing just get better each week, better each week, better each week, and whatever else you're going to do with the other guys that are out there, does Juwan get a bigger role? Is Chris Conley going to be needed? Does Terrace Marshall end up on the team at certain times to stretch the field? But I also feel like, don't forget this, 49er fans who love everybody on the roster. Don't forget Debo. Like, sign me up for more Debo. I'm switching my opinion from 6 months ago where I was worried about Debo's injuries and age. Forget it. Forget it. I'll take Debo Samuel. I'll take that leader. I'll take a boombox guy over this who's been offered 18 different options and said no to all of them. Keep Debo on this team. Do not sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension.
Yeah, I don't think that they will. I don't know what the negotiations are like, but if they are as reportedly close as they theoretically have been, and the Niners have changed their number, they've gone up a lot from the reported 26, and now they might be at 29, and I don't know what the negotiations would be now going forward. And I'm kind of in your camp, and I said this on, maybe it was on last week when you said Monday at 2, and I said, you know, I'll give it till Tuesday or even at Wednesday when the practice starts again before I really make my opinion felt as strongly as that. But if I'm the 49ers now, and I just saw a great tweet from David Lombardi about this, the impact of Brandon not practicing when you've got a 90-man roster is a lot less than when you've got a 53-man roster.
Correct.
So he's one of your 53. So now you basically have a 52-man roster because one of your 53 is not going to be out there. And Trent Williams does not count against your 53 right now because he's a failure to report. So he's actually not on your 53-man roster. When he does decide to report, you've got a roster move to make. But right now, when Brandon Ayuk doesn't practice, that hurts your ability to go out there and conduct business as you get ready for a game in 12 days.
Let's go to Lars in Pacifica next up. Hi, Lars. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Love the show. To answer your question, I do not think that Brandon Ayuk has ruined his relationship with the fans. We're talking about a guy who makes plays that make you literally jump off of your couch and yell in the air if you're a Niner fan. But I think if he signs tomorrow, it's all water under the bridge. And the thing that we got to get excited about is the guys that actually are on the roster and are available to play today. You got Deebo Samuels, who's a Pro Bowler and an absolute monster. We don't know what you have with Pearsall. And I'm really excited about Jacob Cowing. I mean, this guy at U of A was an absolute monster, and I think he had like 13 touchdowns. And I think we got to start getting excited about these young guys because Brandon Ayuk, as you said, he's had 14,000 different deals. He said no to all of them. The Niner fans are going to love him if he signs tomorrow, and it's going to be water under the bridge. But it's game day in 12 days. And we gotta start getting excited about the other guys.
Lars, I agree with you completely. And let me sort of adjust where I'm going here. I don't mean that anybody's going to root against him if he's on the field.
Of course not.
That would never happen. And yes, if he scores a touchdown, we stand, we cheer, we're 49er fans. I will never view Brandon Ayuk as an individual the same way I have before. Doesn't mean I'll root against him, but I can do is give you these firm opinions. One, if I'm the Niners, I wouldn't sign him anymore. Like, I would just pull everything.
Agreed.
No extension. I'm not hitching my wagon to this guy for 5 years. That's number one. And number two, no matter how well he plays, I love what you're saying about Draymond. That's too extensive of a comparison for Brandon at this point. It's not like he's punched a teammate or gotten suspended or whatever, but, like, he's a pain in the rear. And I will forever think that, even if he goes for 1,300 yards this year.
Right, but it's a more dramatic example because Draymond's won 4 titles and Brandon Ayuk has not. Brandon Ayuk has not won anything for you other than the Halas Trophy for winning the NFC. So the example is an extreme one when using Draymond Green. I was just speaking to the emotional connection you have with the team and a player that maybe you don't love as much as you used to love him based on actions and behaviors. And so for Brandon Ayuk, this offseason has been one where a lot of fans are thinking, geez, and forget the money, because all of us fans are thinking, dude, just play on the fifth year option for 14.1. I'll do it for 14.1. I'll play 17 football games for $14 million. What's the big deal? It's not about the money. It's about the way he's gone about conducting himself. And I agree with you. I don't know if I will change my opinion of, you know, Brandon Ayuk, but if he does go out and he has a good year and a big year for the Niners and he eventually goes on to play elsewhere, good for him. But I just don't know. I still don't know how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
Is he going to ever show up to practice and try to play on this fifth year option? But I do agree with you. If I'm the Niners now and we got to 3:10 and practice started and you still don't want to come out here and play, and John Lynch said it, at some point you got to just play.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've reached that point, then at 3:11, when I see every Niner run out of the locker room, I call his agent, Ryan Williams, and say, Ryan, it's John, forget it. I'm not going to be taking your calls anymore. We're going to go ahead and just, you know, we're going to play with who we have. And if he wants to be on this team, like you said a couple weeks ago, you know where the field is.
I'd try to trade him. I really would. I don't know to what level this is still available.
Well, you have to find a team that will sign it.
They've got to say yes.
He has to say yes.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, he gave you a list. Are the Steelers still in play?
By
the way,
they're at the 1 yard line.
I don't need a receiver in return anymore. I've made peace with this. The receiving core will not be as good. It's still good enough, in my opinion. And with the added draft capital,
Terrace Marshall Jr.
Keep working on that position. If you truly believe in Pearsall and Cowing the way it sounds like you do, they will be better the second half of this year. And then you've got next year, and you can recommit to Deebo, and you can keep working on that position. If you can get a receiver in return, that's great too. But I don't need one. If you can do something phenomenal on the draft, you can get a 2 and a 3. I've arrived at a spot where I'm good with it. I would try to trade this guy as quickly as possible.
Actually, you know what? About that, I would not even think about doing it as quickly as possible, because you might get three or four weeks down the road and a team might lose a receiver, and so the price might actually go up.
It's a good point.
And, you know, for Brandon Ayuk, I'm not going to give you what you want now. You've thrown this tantrum, and you've dug your heels in, and you don't want to play for us? Okay, B.A., just cool your jets. The trade deadline is November
3rd
or 5th.
Yeah, first
it's right around, you know, Halloween. So, you know what, B.A.? You go ahead and chill out.
Yeah.
You keep missing games and your value goes down. And you know what? If we end up taking a third and a fourth for you, fine. It's better than what you're giving us.
It's actually a good idea. I'd buy a Steelers uniform and send it to his house and say, we got your Halloween costume.
It's pretty good.
You can dress up on October 31st. We'll get you a plane ticket, too.
I'd get him a Commanders jersey, too. I'd get him a Patriots jersey.
That's just trolling.
Totally.
Kyle in Campbell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hi, Kyle. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? So, I'm a season ticket holder, and the way I look at this, at this point, I look at Ayuk like a rental, right? If we're going to get something out of him, great. But I'm not too worried about it. The way I look at it, Shanahan's going to scheme people open. Our young guys are about to eat. Kittle's about to eat. Juwan's about to eat. They're looking at all those yards like, hey, my value, my production's going to up because that's more for me on my plate. So I'm not super worried about Ayuk at this point. He's going to throw his little tantrum. I don't see him as bleeding red and gold. If we get something out of him, great. If we don't, we have enough to go around. This team's going to look phenomenal anyways.
Well, Kyle, In theory, I can still agree with you, but it's not an A to B that like, oh, Brandon's targets now get spread around to everyone else. It's harder for all of these guys to get open. It's harder to function on offense without one of your best players. I'm not sitting here today telling you that the Niners now played this perfectly this offseason. They did not. And there's a good question on our Xfinity mobile text line from the 408. Hey, Mark, what happened to you wanting him to play on the fifth-year option rather than trading him or signing up long-term? Yeah, I'm still open to that. It sounds like Brandon's not. He's willing to sit here and throw money out the window of an airplane. So now I don't even know if he will show up for the fifth-year option. Because his advice or his decisions are that bad. They are that bad. I can't believe that he's doing this. He has no exit strategy. What is the exit strategy to this argument? Brandon, how are you getting out of this?
Well, he's kind of painted himself into a corner.
Completely.
Where he requested to be traded. They lined up trades and you said no. And you hoped that the contract would eventually come in where you wanted it to be. And so far it hasn't. And so now it's a practice where you need to be out there and you're not going to be out there. So you are kind of painted into a corner and your exit strategy probably is still, well, trade me to where I want to go. And if you're the 49ers, now you're thinking,
no hurry.
Right, no hurry. And we can wait till week 8, right before the deadline, and then we can trade you. Even if that team may not agree to sign you, you can go to another team and play for them for 8 or 9 weeks, and then you can kind of be a free agent and go from there. But his value is going to go down if they look to trade him. But at the same time, their motivation may be, just to keep him.
Yeah.
Just keep him. And if he signs in the offseason, you get a compensatory third if he signs somewhere as a free agent. So,
or you can tag him. You tag him and trade him again.
I mean, that's out there.
Well, don't act like they won't play hardball. Look at what both sides are doing right now.
It feels like hardball is becoming more possible than ever before. And I told you months ago that there's no way they're going to use the franchise tag because they don't do that. But when you're that angry, all of a sudden, you might. Yep. You know, and it's like you have a kid who drives. And if you get mad enough at your kid, I'm going to take your car away. Well, now you're going to have to give him rides everywhere. And you don't want to give him rides everywhere. But if it means that much to you, you might just take the kid's car away.
888-957-9570. We're taking your phone calls all afternoon right here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Brandon Ayuk, according to Mike Garofolo this morning, the understanding was that when you got to this week with roster cutdowns, that Brandon would return to practice. He has been medically cleared. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both said at minimum that they hope he'd be at practice. At maximum, they expected him at practice today. He is not at practice today. So what now? What do you do if you are the San Francisco 49ers? We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. John in Palo Alto next up. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, man, thanks for taking the call. First time caller.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm over this drama. This is like a TV novella, but I want to get you guys' insight. How does this look for him? Say he sits out all year, Niners maybe don't trade him, whatever the case may be, but he's a free agent. Does that look bad, you know, with in front of other teams and their GMs and trying to maybe, are they even going to sign this guy? Will any team pick him up? Maybe a much less of a value?
Well, a couple things on this, John. I think it's a very good question. Couple things. Remember, he does not accrue a year of service if he doesn't show up for some portion of this year.
Yep.
I think the number is actually 6 games. So if he doesn't show up, he's not a free agent next year. He simply goes into the fifth year option again. And so that's part of it. He's got to show up for a portion. Now, as for whether other GMs around the league would view this as like damaged goods, I can only guess, and I would say some of them, maybe not all of them. You know what I mean? Like Trent Williams went through this in Washington.
Yep. He sat 8 games.
Right, where people were like, oh my God, this is just a whole standoff and a whole thing. And the Niners walked in and went, we'll take it, boom. And obviously the dividends have been wonderful. So there may still be teams at the end of the year who think, no, that's a talented receiver who's only in his mid-20s, and we want him. It just didn't work out with the Niners. But your opinion is probably very similar to their opinion. At minimum, another GM now would be like, dude,
what happened?
You better check on that guy and make sure that he's not going to go sideways based on what we offer or how we view them or whatnot. So it's probably a mixed bag.
Yep. And it just depends on how long this drags out. I did ask Tim Kawakami on Twitter about the fines, and he said if they're going by regular season rules, which they probably are now that they're cut down to 53, $6,000 for the first fine, and then 10 for the second. The third one's about 14. And at that point, after 3 missed practices, they can suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team.
And not pay him at all.
And that's a game check.
Oof.
So
you're telling me, because it's Wednesday.
This according to Tim Kawakami.
By this weekend, the 49ers can yank $783,000 away from him.
According to the way that Tim reads the CBA. It's okay. $6,000, $10,000, and $14,000 for 3 missed practices, and then you could get to conduct detrimental.
So $30,000 plus. So we're talking about $800,000.
Yeah.
That's what's on the line this week.
Potentially, yeah. If Tim is reading this correctly, and
I'm sure he is.
Pretty sharp guy now.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I should, but I can't.
The weird thing is I don't want you to.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.